proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me. Today, I'd like to share with you a Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into part two of this lesson entitled, The Holy Tongue. Each year, on the 21st of the Jewish month of Tevet, Israel celebrates Hebrew Language Day, and this date falls in January. This date is the Hebrew birthday of Eliezer ben Yehuda, the father of modern Hebrew. With this in mind, this Hebrew nugget is dedicated to all those who love the Hebrew language. Dr. Alvin Schiff, who was once president of the National Center for the Hebrew Language, in his essay, Why Hebrew is Fundamental, he wrote that Hebrew, quote, never ceased to be a medium of religious expression for the Jewish people, and that it is the vehicle of the sacred past of eternal Jewish values. Echad Ha'am viewed the role of Hebrew during the dispersion as the key to the survival of the Jewish people. He taught that when the Holy Land was once again the physical center of the Jewish people, then the Hebrew language would be the bridge between the land and the diaspora. Again, Dr. Schiff wrote, although the initial steps towards the revival of Hebrew in modern times took place in Europe, its full-blown development occurred in the Jewish homeland, with the arrival in the Holy Land of Eastern European Zionist pioneers, chief of whom was Eliezer ben Yehuda, originally from Lithuania. According to the excellent biography, Fulfillment of Prophecy, written by ben Yehuda's grandson of the same name, at the age of 19, ben Yehuda already had a vision of a national and spiritual home for the Jewish people. He felt that a Jewish state would need a common language to unify the people, and he thought it should be Hebrew. And so, he dedicated his life to this goal. Ben Yehuda and his wife, Devorah, moved to Jerusalem in the first Aliyah, which was in the year 1881. He told her that they would speak only Hebrew in their home. Their first son, Ben Zion, was the first Hebrew-speaking child in two millennia. With a child about, they had to speak about everyday topics, all in Hebrew. Ben Yehuda began to invent Hebrew words for things that he did not have a word for. His wife and children must also receive full credit for the revival of the Hebrew language because they put his ideas into practical everyday life and sacrificed greatly to birth, in a sense, the modern Hebrew. Ben Yehuda suffered from tuberculosis much of his life, and his wife Devorah contracted it from him and died of it in 1891. At Devorah's own request, Ben Yehuda eventually married her younger sister Hemda, who encouraged and helped him in what is probably his greatest work, the Ben Yehuda Hebrew Dictionary. From the 7,704 Hebrew words contained in the Tanakh, the Old Testament, Ben Yehuda produced a Hebrew dictionary with over 100,000 Hebrew words that he had gleaned from extra-biblical writings. He invented about 300 Hebrew words. There's a great movie, by the way, called The Word Maker, about Ben Yehuda's life that is worth watching to illustrate this. Ben Yehuda died before completing the dictionary, but Hemda and his son Ben Zion completed and published this work in 1922. Dr. Schiff concluded his essay with a powerful observation. He said, the survival of Hebrew as a holy tongue, the survival of the Jewish people in their homeland and the diaspora, and the continuity of the Jewish nationalism are interdependent. Hebrew has been the language of the Jews throughout their existence. During dispersions from the land, its use has waned. During returns to the land, there have been revivalists of the language like Ben Yehuda and even Nehemiah before him. These visionaries have realized that Hebrew was essential for the survival of the Jewish people, for their spiritual continuity and the establishment of the Jewish state, Israel. So, of course, the nation of Israel was reborn in 1948, and the language of the nation had to be reborn as well. And the midwife, so to speak, was Eliezer Ben Yehuda. There are some differences between biblical and modern Hebrew. Obviously, modern Hebrew has a larger vocabulary, but the language is one, and if Moses or the prophets could walk down Ben Yehuda Street in Jerusalem today, they would certainly understand much of the Hebrew that they can hear. No other language on earth can claim this type of continuity. Thank you for joining us today as we've been talking about on this Hebrew Nugget, the rebirth of the Hebrew language.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.